Good morning.
The question begs to be asked, why does Milwaukee rank so highly in these areas of poverty and violent crime? And we'll start with violent crime.
Well, I think that you really have to link them together. If you look nationally at cities with high poverty, it is not shocking that those are also going to be the cities where you're going to see high crime. And so I think that there's a strong linkage there. And unfortunately, what we have seen in Milwaukee over the last 4 or 5 decades is a loss of our manufacturing base. And what used to be the case in Milwaukee was that if you had a strong back and a good alarm clock, you could get a job at a foundry or at a brewery or at another manufacturing entity where, with limited education, you could support your family. As recently as 1970, in the city of Milwaukee, African Americans had the highest per capita income of African Americans anywhere in this country. So what's happened, though, since then is first we've seen the jobs moving to southern states and then to Mexico and to China. And as a result of that, many of the people at the lower end of the economic strata have been pinched, and that's what's happened here in the city of Milwaukee.
Judging by these numbers, one may conclude that other cities, even bigger cities, are more successful at tackling these problems. Is that a correct reading of the numbers? What's behind them?
No, I think you have to look at what's happened to the economy. And if you look at other cities in the Midwest, for example, cities like St. Louis or Detroit or Cleveland or Pittsburgh, cities that had the very high percentage of people working in manufacturing, the loss of those jobs is probably going to be your best correlator to poverty in this nation. And those cities that did not have that strong manufacturing base, were able to make a quicker adjustment than those cities that did have a strong manufacturing base.
So the situation is what it is. What do we do about better jobs and safer streets?
Well, that's our highest priority. Those two issues are the highest priorities I have as mayor. And that's why we're putting more police officers on the street. That's why we've taken over the role of workforce development. The city has done that. That's why we've got an emphasis on summer jobs. And it's why I go into the schools and literally say to the students, hi, my name is Tom Barrett. I'm the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, and I'm begging you to stay in school. And I have a huge graph that I show them that's titled Education Pays. And it sets out what the average annual salary is for people who don't get a high school diploma, which is $19,169. For those people who have a high school diploma, their average annual salary is $28,000. And then I show them what they would could make if they have a college degree, and the average annual salary there is $51,000. So we are trying to do everything we can to change the culture here to convince young people to stay in school, because I think in the long run, it's education that's going to allow them to escape poverty. In the short term, we are putting a laser-like focus on retaining employers and growing jobs. So we know that there is an issue here, and that's why we're working so hard to address both the short-term and long-term consequences of this changing economy in what is now truly a world economy.
Tom Barrett, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you very much.
Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee.